But we all with an open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
All the things that look important that is distracting you now, when terror comes knocking on your door, you will not have time to express yourself again. We are crying for the security of a land, and people are carried away by all kinds of lasciviousness. We are posting pray for Kaduna, and the man is not praying. Everybody goes on his WhatsApp status and write pray for Kaduna. Is it WhatsApp talk we are doing here? If you have time to pray, you will not even be uploading anything. You will be somewhere groaning. Pray for, and I know godless men. They want to join what is trending. So everybody go and put it there. And you have not even given 2 minutes to secure the territory. And very soon, the things you thought is only a distant occurrence is coming closer and closer. Our brethren from Koningora are already in tears. Bagivila are already mourning. Sabo Jari. Why do you think television is safe? All the regions around you are closed. You can't travel by air. You can't go by rail. You can't go by road. The whole land has been sieged. No way out, no way in. You don't know yet. Your own is... Can't wait for NEPA to bring light so you iron your white trouser. The people who have died, there were people, like I said, who were ordained to be their security. And I read here on Tuesday, for those of you who don't come for the prayers we do on Tuesdays, I read here, if the watchman does not blow the alarm and wake the people up, they say anyone who perish, their blood will be required in the hand of the watchman. Many of you already, you have enough case to settle in the corridors of eternity. When you arrive there, there are many, many blood that are crying on your account. You say he did not keep the watch hour. Many of you that have been given a watch over a city. Every night you close your eye to sleep, they are showing you visions about a space. So before time even began, they have given different regions their captains and their gatekeepers. Whether you choose to honor your assignment or not, they would always assume that the security of a place has been given to them. If the man does not wake up, they will not say the security is not there. They will only be making effort to wake him up from the sleep of Adam. And it has always been prayer. I know in our mind, you know, we are thinking it will be good for them to just come and share weapon one day in church and give everybody gun. Even if they put a gun in your hand, the things you are fighting, you don't war with them through flesh and blood. So the weapons of our warfare cannot be carnal. Remove your mind from that other solution. It is princes that have gone to war. I want to show you something. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. Everybody, wherever you are, let's read as loud as we can. 1, 2, 3, go. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. Next verse. That the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, that they were fair. Quickly, wait. The sons of God in this context spoke about the fallen angels. Setting rank of angels from the clan of the watchers. They saw the daughters of men were fair. So let's continue. 1, 2, go. And they took them wives of all which they chose. Spirits. Remember, these angels we speak about. Who are angels? The Bible says he maketh his angels what? Come on, say it like you know it. He maketh his angels what? So angels are what? I want us to echo it loud. Angels are what? Thank you. I want to show you something that is happening. Spirits took wives of whomever they choose. Next verse. One, two, go. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Listen. When this bastardization of a genetic pool has been orchestrated by spirits, the only way God could regulate the wickedness from spreading is that he put a peg to how long man can live. If you can hear me, please say amen. So 120 years was factored into the expression of man. Next verse. One, two, go. There were giants in the earth. Please tell your neighbor, giants. Say it again like you mean it. Giants. There were, let's go, one, two, go. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that. Say after that. So it's not only those days that you have giants. They say after those days too, the manifestation of giants will continue to show forth. I will show you who the scripture called a giant. One, two, go. Let's continue. When the sons of God came in, unto who? Listen, the word came in there. In the context of the King James Version, came in means they had sexual intercourse. Came in means they had sexual relation. When the sons of men, sorry, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair, they took wives. And when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, the Bible says the children that they gave birth to. Let's read together. One, two, go. When the sons of God saw that they came into the daughters of men and they bare children to them, the same became what? Which were of old men of what? Can you tell somebody mighty men? You remember the series I began to introduce last week, the battle of the mighty. Tell somebody by your side again, mighty men. Next verse. Let me show you something. Let's read together. One, two, go. And God saw that wickedness. Was only evil continually. Listen. They have not used this word wickedness before. From Genesis chapter 1 down to you reach Genesis chapter 6. They are introducing a new word. Something that have not been used with this creature called man ever before. The moment spirits began to find habitation with men and began to produce offspring of questionable descent, offspring of polluted, you know, inspiration and people with twisted ideologies, the Bible says the new civilization and the new thing that they rated the civilization of man with is wickedness spread upon the face of the earth, number one. And that God saw that the thoughts of man's heart was evil continually. Tell the person by your side, wickedness. Trying to use this small time we have and the few scriptures I've read to establish the origin of wickedness. And certain spirits fraternize with men, produce offspring, and from the rank of the immortals, they looked at the children and they said, they are mighty men of renown. Mighty men. By their expression on the earth, the Bible then says wickedness increased like never before. I want to share something with you, and that's why I've taken this route. If you remember when they gave a little hint as touching the manifestation of these children, which are giants, but in, of course, the original script, you will see their name there written as Nephilims. Nephilims. Nephilims is more umbrellic than using the word giant, just for the sake of, you know, ease of reading. So in King James, they need to use a word in the English context to qualify what a Nephilim is. But a Nephilim is not just only a giant. A Nephilim is any creature of superhuman ability that has the ability to outshine or outclass a man if they are kept, you know, within a biological context. He has advantages that man does not have. In In Psalm 82 verse 1, very quickly. Can we read together at the count of two? One, two, go. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. Verse 2. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Next verse. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Next verse. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of what? Listen, listen. When evil spirits mated with women, they produce creatures with unusual, you know, affinity for wickedness. And then the nomenclature they gave them corporately is that they are mighty men. Mighty. In Psalm 82 from verse 1, where I began to read, the Bible says God also have his own exclusive reserve set of mighty men. And in this battle of the mighty that I will be introducing to us, it is because they know that a time will come when that kind of giant that manifested, that brought the flood, it was because of those set of things that the flood of Noah came. The flood of Noah was to come and cleanse the earth and rid it of the wicked signatures. Blood was polluted. Man cried to heaven, and the only solution is to wipe the whole civilization. And so till today, in different regions scattered across several continents, there are fossil records of bones, femur bones, a bone from here to here, I think it's one of the longest bone, a femur bone that was discovered of a human being across different continents that is longer than a story building. I'm trying to draw your attention to the creatures that were on the face of the earth. I hope you know that dinosaurs were real, because bone remains and fossil records will put our doubtful mind to rest. If they arrange the bone, they will see a pattern, a form that our eye have never seen before. So you cannot tell me that there was any man that was alive that witnessed the existence and the manifestation of the age of dinosaurs. They were extinct before our dispensation started. And it is because of matters like this, we are so sure that we are not the first expression on the earth. Our own world started with flood. They never told you how God created water. You only heard that the Spirit of God began to move upon the face of the water. They didn't tell you how God created dry land. They just told you that God separated the land from the water. There was a world before ours. Just the way the flood of Noah ended the world, our world is the beginning of the ending of another world. So a world was scattered. Only Jeremiah chapter 4 began to lend us wisdom into the age before the manifestation of Adam. That there were creatures already. There were cities and there were birds. And the cities were broken down by the anger of the Lord and by his fierce anger. And there was something that was responsible for this system of cleansing the earth over and over again. And because the earth was designed to cleanse itself every time the powers of wickedness has overcome man, so there is a gauge that watches. Anytime man does not have power over the elements again and wickedness have exceeded the bound, the earth normally is supposed to cleanse itself. It's not God that would create that system of cleansing. It's like it was done to automatically regulate itself. And so I'm saying all of this to add a point. If you have ever seen the rainbow, if your eye have seen a rainbow before, what you are witnessing is application from the deep, the mouth of the deep, wrote an application to the courts of heaven and say, allow us end the world with water again. The rainbow that you saw appear was a response from the immortals saying to the mouth of the deep, hold your peace. I said I will never destroy the world with water again. God does not repeat himself, but if you ever see the rainbow show up, it's because something applied, and he must remind that thing. Any day you see the rainbow, it's because iniquity has prevailed and our world has been drawn into a level. I'm sharing this because of something I want to add. We are all crying judgment. Lord, judge. Let your judgment strike the land. You don't know the judgment of God. Judgment of God starts from the house of God. The mercy that is keeping us now. The kind of things you are imagining that you want God to do. Many of you think God is slack. Like if you are God, you know what you would have done to these guys. You don't know where the angels of war will first visit if they enter it. They will come to the temple first and strike every foreign thing. Then you will hear a cry from Rama. Rachel will cry because her children will be no more. And so if mercy, if God wants to move and he sees the unpreparedness of his own church, the casualty, if the kind of angels you are summoning enter time, the greatest casualty will be within the fellowship of the brethren. You don't even know how to pray. We gather for prayer and it is about denomination. God standard in the congregation of the mighty, his judgments is among the gods. A Goliath will always rise. And so even after Noah, the cleansing of the earth entirely, Noah's sons and their wives populated the earth all over again. And from nowhere, you will see a Goliath of God get up. From nowhere, you will see the manifestation of Nephilim again. Unusual strength. A man that is just not in the same biological context with his fellow humans. And you know that this is the continuation. So they said there were giants in the earth in those days and also afterward. Let me tell you what a giant in the 21st century comes like. They have rebranded their strategy. Giants don't come in size again. They come in intellectual capacity. They come in financial power. And so you will see them, you think they are like you. But they were never from you. The seed that produced them was never from you. They will control powers. They will control different mountains of influence. These are the giants of the 21st century. So the mighty that will confront the mighty on the other side, he too must learn to wield the weapons that the enemy use. Some people will fight with money now. And it is money that will be your tool of battle. Not prayer. There are people who will do that one. But I'm sharing with you. In the context of the 21st century, a giant, they have rebranded their operation. In the old age, the Greek mythology is littered with different stories of superheroes, from Hercules, you know, to Zeus. No, Zeus is a god figure. And they made that Hercules is the son of Zeus, that it was a god that slept with a woman. I'm telling you the story in Genesis chapter 6. That story is in the archive of history too. That spirits slept with men at some point on the earth and they produce superhero children. That's where the Hercules story, the movie and cartoon you watch, they were telling you Genesis chapter 6, that there was a time where superhumans walked the face of the earth and they were the product of spirits and women. You are the only. The Holy Spirit also did that with Mary. Listen, there are many things about the possibilities of spirits that we don't know. Just don't act like you know it all. It is possible several times that spirits can know a person. And suddenly, they began to record superhuman abilities that you now have. Is it Sartorius they call it? Half horse, half human being. Because this is why they call them Nephilims, not just human beings. They were all kinds of creatures. And I will not make reference to that, but only the book of Enoch will give you a reference of the things I'm sharing with you. But I advise that you don't go and read it. Just leave it. The 66 books made available to us is good enough. Huh? But Enoch said they defied humankind. They defied livestock. They slept with animals. That your cartoon character that you like, that mermaid, half human being, half fish, is the story of the Nephilims. There was a point where spirits corrupted the whole civilization. So the government of God needed to regulate the whole thing. But when government is regulating it, it became clear that these spirits can sneak into the next age again. Just the way Noah and his family will be exempted, but then Goliath will show up from nowhere. So they can hide their detail in the genetic pool. And after 5 generations, something will manifest again. And when it became clear, they changed the narrative. This battle will no longer be nature warring against them and cleansing the whole earth. It's that when these mighty ones will rise, God too will produce a set of mighty men. Then the earth will record a war called the War of Armageddon. The clash of light and darkness. It will not be something that will come and end the world again. It will be a clash of the the finest soldiers of the two clan, they will meet at the middle point, and it will be there, they will put their powers to test. And so Psalm 82 says, God stands in the congregation of the mighty. And God does not always stand. The reason why he gets up from his throne is because there's an emergency. A nation is crying. Blood is spilt. If you know what blood means, anytime it touches the earth, a curse enters that earth immediately. It is because of blood that the earth was twisted because of Cain. Curse is the ground for your sake. Our salvation is only with the mighty. The mighty. And God is standing today in that congregation called the congregation of the mighty. The people who are rotting these things, don't be deceived. They have arisen as, you know, strategic vessels from the kingdom of darkness. And if God must bring intervention, certain mighty men from our ranks too must evolve. State of Kaduna is one simple situation that is being echoed. The watchmen left the watchtower. The mighty men didn't defend the poor and the needy. When I saw children die, I don't know whether it happened to you, but there was a part of my heart that as I'm speaking to you till now, I was crying for mercy. Those ones could never defend themselves, so they were those allotted to be their defense. It's just that the defense failed them, and so in the day where thrones went to war, the helpless now died. Physically, a parent is supposed to be the cover of a child. Spiritually, a mighty is supposed to be the defense of the weak. But a child is both weak spiritually and physically, and yet there were no men to stand for them. I saw their bodies, they lined them up, all kinds of splitting on their heads. Where would their soul go to now? And what would be their cry? Why did they meet an untimely end? The David of television is playing snooker. Goliath has risen in Sabo, and the David allotted is watching pornography. And everybody who will die, they will measure their blood and say, you are the one. You. Listen, it's very simple. This same prayer you are refusing to pray was the only weapon the ancient have. Herod arrested James and killed him, removed his head, and he pleased the Jews. So he arrested Peter. What did the church do? The Bible says the church prayed. They did not demonstrate. They didn't take placard. They did not take banner. And they were run. They prayed. And they summon an angel into time. How can we pray if what we want to pray for, we will be the first victim of what we are praying for? How many people are consecrated? Consecration is directly proportional to effective prayer. If you are not consecrated, your prayer will destroy you, because God is not unjust. The Bible says the foundation of his throne is righteousness and justice. In his justice, God wanted to strike Egypt. The spirit of death was given legal ground to visit that land, but God did not allow that spirit enter until all the Jews, all the children of Israel, has put blood on their doorposts. You know why? The same thing that will kill the Egyptian can kill the Jew too, if you didn't have an exemption package. Don't be deceived. Don't think when the judgment strikes we are exempted. It is justice and righteousness that is the foundation of that judgment. And when he enters time, it is the evil that will die, not the Muslim, the evil ones. Evil ones in church too will fall when the sword is wielded. And so when you are crying that God should move with vengeance, he's looking at you and he's seeing that you are asking him to kill you. You are not ready. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thy camp. He said, be ye holy. Because if God sees on... It was a child of God that the ark shaked and wanted to fall. A child of God used his hand to want to hold it. There is no law. That law does not only apply to Philistines. Whether you are a Hebrew, it's only a priest that should touch it. You see the sacredness of the laws. So a child of God wanted to use good intention, and yet he was struck dead. You are praying and saying, war angels, enter time. If Michael enter, you may be the first victim. It will be that night where you went to type that your pornographic address. As you are typing it, you will draw your last breath. Judgment will start from the house of God. If Michael enter, the first place he will manifest is in the church. He will rid the church of pollution first. Are we ready for the judgment of God? It was Prophet Tommy from the US that said, God is giving the Nigerian church time to repent. If that judgment strike now, I can give you a very serious... The casualties from the church will be many. Chapter 5 verse 16, the Bible says the fervent and effective prayer of the righteous. People are praying, but they are not the righteous. We have more than 50,000 people crying, and you will not still see the result of the one prayer point they cried. Because the only thing that makes tremendous power available is the prayer of a righteous. In the kingdom, who is praying is more important than the prayer. The state of your hearts. Many people drank with all kinds of lust, all kinds of jealousy and hatred for one another. We now pretend like we like ourselves and even hold hands and pray. No power will be summoned there. So we have numbers, but we don't have stature. We have great camp prayer meetings, but we cannot shift the hands of the heavens. We have been crying for the siege to be lifted from our territory, and men will cry in their numbers. I'm giving an advice to the young generation. Pay attention to me, I beg. Repent from the divisional wall. Repent from it very quickly. Some of you already don't associate with certain clique of Christians because you feel you have your own tribe. Your tribe does not relate with that tribe. You cannot now expose yourself to be blessed by the holistic body. Jesus is no longer the author and finisher of our faith. We have taken our own direction following men. Now when we gather to pray, the scripture cannot be fulfilled again. He says, if two shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done. Our heart does not agree. So even though we pray, whether we are 50, the prayer still cannot happen, because the condition is if two shall agree. We gather for all of these prayers now, and everybody wants to show themselves. Can I ask you a question? Have there been any time that the church has prayed like our generation? Go online and see. You will see someone, they write it as prayer tonic. That one is just tongue on repeat for like 10 hours. If we have 10 hours of consecrated tongues, why is Nigeria the way it is? It was the church that prayed for one man, Peter. He was arrested, and an angel came. The angel did not come with key. He was walking towards the prison door, and the door opened by itself. They kidnapped many of our members and they end up killing them. we go and pay ransom and pretend like it was prayer that rescued the people, and it was ransom we paid. Our prayer is without power anymore. I just read the scripture to you so you will know where we missed it. The fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous maketh tremendous power available. If you don't find power in your prayer, it's because there is a condition that we have faltered in. Say it after me. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And the sinner, the fornicator, he just use liver, use bold face and say, I know who I am. Then next thing, you do that for 50 hours and nothing. God is a spirit, and them that must worship him, they worship him in spirit and in truth. Where is the generation where a consecrated child of God can just say Father and the whole heavens will become silent to listen to one man talk? We are making noise here and there, jumping from pillar to post. It has not settled on us yet that we are wasting time. It's only a fool that continues to do things the same way and expect a different result. There's something about our style that does not work. If we must use prayer as the elders used it, we must yield our hearts the way they yielded it. Their heart was first the prayer before their lips could utter a word. Their heart was first clean with God. How can Kaduna be defended when the strategic men placed have camped with different regions, different sects? You can't even hold hands with a brother again. You're looking at him and you know, see, in my little experience, I've had my fair share. There are people who judge me before meeting me just because of where they suspect I was trained from. And I wonder, where is this thing coming from? There are people who go on a campaign to defame me. People who go on and they come to attend meeting here and sit down on Friday as though nothing is happening. And I hear the things they go and tell people who are close to me. That, you know, let's just be careful in these end times. I lift a prayer and then you join and you are praying. You don't know that one Achan can cost the whole Israel their victory. Goes around, you know, telling people that I wanted him, you know, to be my spiritual son. Me, anybody who knows me, who is close to me, I don't even accept people who came to submit. He now said, but I sent people to come and beg him to be my spiritual son. Then the thing now provoked some brethren. Few people left the worship team because of that thing. So the guy now took them and began to tell them they should not worry, that there's another revival that started. This is the first time I'm talking about that conversation. The body is divided. You have not started yet. You have not even started anything yet. There are camps, all kinds of divisions. When an apostolic platform is being built, it's supposed to entertain all kinds of people. Today, I just want us to take 1 minute, wherever you are, inside, outside, those following us online. I want us to pray the fervent and effectual prayer. Let me add something. There are some of you, when you began to associate, you didn't know the source of your problem. It is when you began to associate with me openly. Maybe you just posted one picture, one on a casual broadcast. There were friends that you had in the kingdom that withdrew from you. I'll tell you the spirit that is causing this thing. It's a spirit that is intentional about division. You don't have anything against the person. You just don't like what they associate to. And the thing you are fighting, you too, they mentored you into that concept. You don't even know the origin. I have prayed to God. I've vowed in my generation, in our time, the church of Christ must be one. There are places I go to uninvited just to go and fellowship. It's a message I want to send to them. A very clear message. And most of the times, it is the idea of this concept of, you know, people being threatened, people being, you know, insecure about what is around them. And then they think that, you know, the only way is to attack the other person. Make the person look like fake so that everybody around them will think they are the real. And the truth of the matter is, I can tell you one truth. There is nobody that has arrived until we reach the shores of eternity. You don't know your judgment yet. There are those who carry themselves so lofty among men as though they are the zenith of the brightest species of the sons of God. And it is spreading among them. If you see any of them, you will know it is the air that they carry around. Every other person is a counterfeit. And it's a spirit of pride that is colonizing them. They don't know yet. At the end, everybody's judgment will be taken. See, there is something I fear more than everything. That you have presented yourself like a capsule to men. People are clapping for you. And with God, you are an abomination. Some of you now, come on, simple. The simplicity of the gospel, you have complicated it. You are trying to make yourself sound like a colossus. Even your gesticulations now. You want to teach, you must bend your back like this. What is that? I come to some of your meetings. I've seen, as you are young like this, I've seen where some people are already entering. God loves you. They will go and look for vocabularies that will now make you not even know that he just said God loves you. And they think that you are more spiritual, the more, you know, the more disconnected you sound. A brother came on Facebook and said, I'm even tired of living with men. I spend more time with the immortals. Who are you? Who are you lying to? You that if you come to your house by 2 a.m., you are lying down helplessly like a dead body. You say you are with the immortals. The body must be one. I don't know about other regions, but if we must make an utterance from Kaduna State and it will be binding, the body must speak as one. And our commanding officer will be only Jesus Christ. Only him who will take you from him. We would follow them who through faith they have obtained promises, but we will follow Jesus. If we come together as a church of Christ and pray, you will see power. So, in the next 2 minutes, everybody, because I want us to maximize today, there are people that may die if we don't pray this night. I'm telling you the truth by God. I took these things for granted until we prayed 9 hours. After 9 hours prayers, I saw children still died. And so when I was asking the Lord, but we did what? Then he started telling me that I should go and read why prayers are not effective. So I found out that it is only the righteous that pray. Maybe you might take the next 2 minutes. Just confess your sins before the Lord. He says, if my people who are called by my name, they will humble themselves first. Humility is the first state of your heart. Then you will pray. You will turn from your wicked ways. That is what he said. Can you turn from your wicked ways now? Forgive me, Father. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Please blot my heart. Cleanse my lips. I'm a man of unclean lips. I live among unclean people. Please, are you praying? Are you praying? We are preparing our mind. Preparing the ground before we pray. Can you ask the Lord to wash us and purge us? Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1. Very quickly, everybody inside, outside, and those following us online, Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. Behold, the Lord's hands is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Listen, we are asking, Lord, why did we pray and we did not see your intervention? Why do people keep dying? If you go to Juju now, you will find empty houses. People built duplex, people built mansions, and they ran and went to rent two rooms somewhere. Because if the land is not safe, you cannot prosper. What pursued them from Juju? They now came to Sabo. That thing now came to Sabo again. Where would you run to now? A man will be pushed to one extent that you will meet the wall, so you turn back and face what is pursuing you. Until we get to that point, you will keep thinking the solution is running. You will run until all the land will be deserted. Then they will plant a flag of an Islamic caliphate. His hands are not shortened that he cannot deliver, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. Next verse is our answer. What has happened? But your iniquity, let's read together, 1, 2, go. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. See, that is why I begged you to cry for mercy. You know, in case you sat there and you think you are holy, that prayer is not for me. I know who I am. You are part of the problem. The first thing we're asking for is mercy. Lord, why isn't our utterances heard in the throne again? Why don't our voice come before you loudly again? Show us mercy. Accept our prayers. Can you lift up your voice and cry tonight? Lord, purge our iniquities so that the prayer of the church in Kaduna can have stature again. So that the Kaduna church can raise incense of prayer again. Are you praying now? Under my watch, I'm sorry for all those who have perished under my watch. I'm sorry, Father. I have not kept the gates. I have not defended the poor. Watchman, are you praying? Are you praying? Father, have mercy. Mercy upon me, Father. The territory is now porous. The Gentile army ravaged our land, and the army of the Lord is dormant. Their prayers no longer carry power because our iniquity have separated us from our God. Our iniquity have separated us from our God. Can you cry for mercy? Show me For those of us who don't know what we are doing, we are preparing our hearts for the visitation of the Lord, so that when He strikes, we will not be victims. Israel must put blood on their doorposts, because when that spirit comes, any man without blood will fall. That's why I said you should cry for mercy. It's not a prayer for a sinner. It is because the thing that want to enter the earth, if you are without cover, you will fall. Amen. I think we are ready to pray. For if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, and then turn from their wicked ways. Once you meet this criteria, the next thing he says, I will hear them and I will heal their land. We need healing for Kaduna. We have prayed and we have turned from our wicked ways. Can somebody lift up their voice now and cry? Lord, save Kaduna. We give no rest for our eyes, no sleep. Kaduna must be saved.
abandon your weapon. Don't abandon your weapon. The most effective weapon of the believer is prayer. Is prayer. Is prayer. Is not a god. Is prayer. Mighty armies have been defeated through prayer. In the battle of the mighty, it's not a time to go and carry new weapons. Like David, don't accept the weapon of Saul. Use what you are used to. Use prayer. Use prayer. The weapon is prayer. Can you pray some more? Everybody hearing me online, everybody hearing me across different territories, if you don't join this war, if you don't join this fight, it will come to your doorstep soon. Kaduna is shaking now. Your brethren are crying. There is a contention for the gates, and all men must show up. It's a good time to fight. Amen. Look for somebody by your side. Just hold hands with one person. One person. Please, please, brother, sister, I beg you, don't let Kaduna fall. Please, I beg you, don't let it fall. Don't be complacent in a day like this. Woe to them who are at ease in Zion. Children will continue to die if your voice is not heard. The innocent will perish. Blood will rush again. If you don't rise, the strongest weapon remains prayer. Don't let the devil lie to us. Prayer is still the most powerful weapon in all the universe. Can you pray some more? One will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000. Can you hold a brother's hand? Hold a sister's hand? And banish the alien army from our midst. We send you back in. We banish you. We banish you. We banish you. Out of our land. Out of our land. Of our land, let the earth reject them, let the rivers reject them, let the air reject them. We banish the alien army out of our land. Please don't let Kaduna fall. Don't let Kaduna fall. Hear me, you in your house, you sitting down in your house, you hearing me from your room, join us and pray. Our land is under siege. Join us and pray. Don't let Kaduna fall. Shasela, saints of God. Listen, saints of God. Please lend me your attention. Listen. Anytime, listen. Anytime you observe that the activity of blood-sucking spirits are heightened, anytime you see death breaks out of its bounds and begin to ravage a land, listen, please listen. That is the only strategy that the kingdom of darkness can deploy. If a Moses enter time carrying a star of a deliverer, hell will release a secular to all the sons of darkness to begin to slay men, so that as they kill several people, the plan is one Moses that was contended for, but many Hebrew children died because of him. Every time a Jesus enter time, children will still die. They had to take him and take him to Egypt and hid him in Egypt, because the same strategy that the serpent always deploys, that old dragon, they will start killing haphazardly. I want to share something with you. There is an unstoppable revival that this whole thing wants to stop. The manifestation of some dangerous guys. Our prayer has released them from heaven. Darkness have seen their invasion, so they want to start shedding blood. When I saw the innocent children, I knew they are searching for somebody. They will not find them across different space. Some of you are going to be their John the Baptist. You are the one to help them enter time. You will stand like Simeon and say, Lord, this one still they enter, my eye will not see sleep. Can you lift up your voice? Your agenda also for Nigeria will not die. We invoke the anointing. We call the revival. The revival. Your agenda. It will not cease.
Shut up,
into time. Pray Jesus into time. Oh Simeon. Anna the prophetess. Anna. Anna the prophetess. Can you pray our Savior? Pray Saviors. Pray them into time. Saviors shall arise. Saviors shall arise. Saviors shall arise.
We are going to enter into the economy of preservation and protection. Everybody, wherever you are, lay your hands on your head and plead the blood of Jesus over yourself. I plead the blood over myself, my family. Everybody here, you represent a family. I plead the blood. The way the blood is put on the doorpost, and death will look back when it comes. I plead the blood. Can you pray? I plead the blood of Jesus over my life, my family, my friends, my community. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed or fashioned against me shall prosper. Any tongue that rises against me, I condemn it. Are you praying? We plead the blood. We plead the blood. Listen to me. You will use the next 10 minutes to prophesy. You will prophesy over Kaduna State. Inside your prophecy, judgment to be part of it now. Now you can command what will happen to the wicked. We have ascended. The place we are now, if you speak, it will come to pass. Don't bring... In fact, the state of your heart now, you cannot pray selfish prayer again. Kaduna will prophesy. And I
don't want anybody to close their mouth over Kaduna State. Don't close your mouth. Prophesy. In the next 10 minutes, we will begin. It will only last for 10 minutes, but by all means, make sure your lips prophesy. It will be etched on the stones of time. The way we read in Judges chapter 5, in the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, the immortals will name a day after us. In the day of Onu, son of Obed, in the days of Tishanda, son of Yadima, an alien army arose. Then they will give the names of the men that laid down their life on the altar of prayer. Those who secure the victory. If it does not happen in this time, in the New Jerusalem, they will talk about this battle. You are the only one that think we are fighting with men. It's spirits that enter time. Anytime wickedness prospers, it's because there is a fraternity between spirits and men. Today is a good day. And the Lord stands in the congregation of the mighty. Many mighty men came to the defense of the Lord today. Many people added their voice to the incense of prayer. Many people plagued themselves. But I want to advise, let's maintain this posture until the last of them is driven from our territory. I'm begging you, please, don't be distracted by all the divisional, excesses everywhere. Every opportunity you have to pray with brethren, enter and pray with them. The prayer will be more effective if we pray together. This is not a day for you to think you are a one-man army. You are just alone and you think, one will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. If two shall agree as touching 18, it shall be done. They have shown you the advantage of cooperation, and the tool of the devil is to divide us. In a day like this, you can be strolling. If you hear prayer happening in Christ Embassy, enter quickly. Start praying quickly. Join them after prayer. Continue what you wanted to do. Don't any army you see that fight for our flag, go and join them. Sister, enter, pray. When you are through, come out again. Don't fall for that lie. We are one. Until we fight for one flag, the enemy will divide us. One. It's just one. I pray even in television first, may the body become one. When you leave this place, ignore all the excesses. Ignore anything. Make sure you capitalize on the various spiritual potentials that you find in different zones and meetings. Don't say my church.
There's nothing like my church again. This is now the kingdom age. It's not church age again. So from Thursday, we've given ourselves to prayer. I wish we can take that 9 hours every day. Some of us, you will go to work. After work, then you will just come and join anywhere you join the train. Some people will pray and then they reach a level, go to work. I wish we can keep incense rising. It's until those who enter the 9 hours, when they came out, they realized that it was not a big deal. Mind you, our generation is praying so that they can save it in history, that we cancel 9 hours. After heavy prayers, no result still. Oh, iminihe, oba no gemoma.
Just listen. Please give me your attention. Give me your attention.
The overall aim of the upfront of wickedness is to create an air of moodiness, sadness, and fear around the believer. We throw the camp of the enemy to disarray. They will hear the shout of rejoicing in our camp. They will not understand how, after all that is happening, the victory shout is still with us. Is somebody ready again? The wall of Jericho will fall again.
Glory to God! We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnakazoMissionInternational.AMI or join us on our Telegram channel at Anakazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.